Well, I want to welcome you to a very special edition of today's program. Every now and then I have the joy and the privilege to talk about something that so many people statistically, and probably you and the people that are here in our audience, are struggling through, trying to figure out. Don't have enough of it, trying to get more of it. It's the thing that seems to be fleeting, slipping through our hands. It seems to be the thing sometimes we can't keep and hold. It seems to be the thing we can't get our hands on. What am I talking about? Yes, you guessed it. It's spelled M-O-N-E-Y. I'm going to call it like this, cash. Listen, money is the thing that can solve many problems. Money is the thing that can create many problems. Myron Golden, his new book, From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, How Anyone Can Get Rich Starting from Anywhere. I'm Damon Davis. This is One-on-One. Don't touch the dial. Call someone, text them, Facebook them, tweet them, say, tune in. We're about to dive into the deep end of the pool where the money is. We're about to find the answers to the questions you have. And let me tell you something. I don't mind shouting for Jesus to say, if I were rich, there's a lot of things I could do for the kingdom, and that means you today. We'll be right back. Myron Golden, pleasure to have you, sir.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here. Absolutely. My pleasure.
You've written a new book. It's called From the Trash Man to the Cash Man. And you're making a big promise that I'm really holding on to.
How anyone can get rich starting from anywhere.
Define anywhere. I always like to lay some context.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Okay, so anywhere. I was a trash man making $6.25 an hour to being the cash man making six figures and multiple six figures. Sometimes on a monthly basis, sometimes in a week. I've had the experience where we've done it in a day even in an hour. And I know that sounds so ridiculous. I know it sounds so unbelievable, but there are only two alternatives. It's either true or it's not.
Yeah.
And if it's not true, I would be an absolute imbecile to say that on national television.
Yeah. You would be. But what is amazing about you, you're an author, you're a speaker, you're a mentor, you're a life coach. You might as well be a pastor. Because you're getting into people's lives, you're changing them from the inside out.
That's where change happens, real change.
And you're teaching them how to duplicate, repeat what you've done.
I teach people to create wealth in their life from a biblical perspective. I've got one student who, when he first started learning some of the principles that I teach, his business was inside out and upside down, big time. And that was 9 years ago. His business now, which I showed him the principles, do this, 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 and this, now produces for this man $10 million a year in revenue.
Good God Almighty. Who wants to sign up?
I can't take credit for that.
I know.
I can't take credit for it. It's the principles.
And I know, but you know what? You demand, because you had to do something.
You have to do
something. Okay, you didn't just fall into this.
I'm so glad you said
that. You
know
what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I mean, you had to learn some stuff. You had to practice some stuff.
Yes, sir.
You had to follow the steps. Making money ain't easy.
You had to persist through the difficulty. You know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting that so many Christians are praying for God to bless them financially. And the reality is you got here too late to pray that prayer. Hmm. God has already blessed us. The blessing is in the book. And when we put the book in us and then we begin to apply those principles, we activate that word.
Come on.
His word becomes our flesh.
Yeah, amen.
Right? And
amen.
We walk it out and it begins to produce what it produces. What does it produce? Here's what he said. My word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Two things we know. One, I can't do God's part. Number two, he won't do my part.
But if we can discover what to do, then we can begin and become collaborators.
You are absolutely hitting the nail on the head.
Okay. Well, right now as we speak, you're talking about $10 million. Let me tell you something statistically. Mm-hmm. And you probably can give me the actual number, but what I recall is that statistically, you know, we got a lot of people, many people, literally $200 a month away from financial ruin.
Right.
How big is that audience?
It's that's a big audience, billions of people. But the reason people struggle financially, if you think about it like this, if the Word of God has all the answers, we say it does, and then we act like it doesn't.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, but if the Word of God has all the answers, it has the answers for our finances as well. Here's one of the biggest reasons people struggle. Because they don't understand that money is not materialistic. It is not physical. Money is spiritual.
Hmm.
Money is when I say money is spiritual, I mean money is a spiritual concept. If I held in my hand a $100 bill,
right,
and I held in this hand a penny,
yeah,
and I do this with audiences when I'm doing events around the country, I ask them, which one's worth more, the penny or the $100 bill? Inevitably, somebody will say the penny. And then I say, well, which one would you rather have? Everybody says the $100 bill, right?
Of course.
The reason you say the $100 bill is because the $100 bill is worth more. But the reason people say the penny is two reasons. Number one, because when an answer to a question is too simple, too obvious, we've been programmed by the world system to believe it must be the opposite.
Of course,
right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we go through life looking for the hard answers and wonder why we can't find the easy answers.
Yeah.
Okay, number two is because the material that the penny's made out of, copper, is worth more than the material the $100 bill's made out of, paper.
Got
right?
it.
But the value of money is not the material it's made out of. You know what creates the value in money? Two things. The message that it carries and the faith that it creates.
Goodness gracious.
See, do you understand that words create faith?
Yeah.
So on a penny it says 1 cent, which means 1% of $1. On a $100 bill it says $100. So that message that is written on that $100 bill, and that message that is written on that penny creates faith in you to believe that one's worth one amount and one's worth another amount. The faith that it creates shows you that money is spiritual. Another reason money is spiritual is because money represents something that's not there.
Yeah.
So you did some work. Somebody paid you.
Yeah.
Okay. The person who paid you is not there. The work that you did is not there. You have the money to prove to other people, I have served someone other than myself, and that is why I deserve for you to serve me.
Wow.
Money is spiritual. And people, the fact that money is spiritual is so important is because money is earned on a spiritual plane. There are four spiritual planes on which we can earn. If you operate on the lower spiritual planes, you're gonna make a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
If you operate on the higher spiritual planes, you'll make a lot of money.
Yeah.
The four levels of value are, number one, implementation. That's the lowest level of value. You are the person who does the thing. You use your muscles to make money.
Got it.
You're gonna make a limited amount of money. Like when I was a trash man, I was making $6.25 because I was an implementer. I was the person who did the thing. The next to the lowest level of value is called unification. And that is you use your management skills to make money or you manage the people who do the thing.
Got it.
Right? The third level of value, which seems like it's getting easier as you move up. It is. The third level of value is called communication. Communication is the third highest level of value. By the way, that's one of the reasons why human beings are not higher forms of animals. Human beings are different than animals.
Mm-hmm.
But human beings are not animals because we have language. Language is a spiritual thing,
yeah,
right? Words have spiritual power. So communication is the third highest level of value, okay? And then the highest level of value that can be delivered in the world, in the marketplace, is imagination. The people who come up with ideas. I've got my smartphone here, right? The guy who came up with the idea for the smartphone
is at the top of the heap.
Is at the top of the heap. That company became the largest market cap company in the world because they had an idea.
And the idea produced the communicator, and the communicator
produced the unifier, and the unifier produced the implementation.
And then the doers.
And the doers, exactly.
I want to hit two points. You talked about the spiritual aspect,
yes,
of the penny and the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And as I heard you speaking, I heard process.
Mm-hmm.
I heard strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I heard steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say spirituality is just speak it, and something mystical takes place, which certainly God can do, but people don't understand that spirituality in the supernatural realm.
Spiritual is essence.
It's essence, man. I mean, even when God spoke and it became there was a process, there were steps, there was discovery, there was strategy, there were mysteries revealed in the fullness of time. That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear something spiritual.
It is very spiritual, and the lower you are on that plane, using your muscles to make money is not very spiritual.
And how many people would you say, I'm not asking for a statistic, worldwide, There's a lot of people living in that plane right
there. They live in that plane right there because, they stay there because they've been taught and they've been programmed to believe that that's morally good and right.
And safe.
And safe.
Don't take risks.
Don't take risks.
Don't upset the apple cart.
Don't upset the apple cart, right? So they believe in what they've known, and so they believe in two things. Well, you work harder and you trade more time for money. But you know what's really interesting? The scripture says redeeming the time because the days are evil. The word redeem means to buy back. There are a couple, like if you do a word study on that word redeem, it means to buy back. It means to rescue from loss. It means to improve opportunity. So the scripture says I should buy back my time, rescue it from loss, and improve opportunity.
Man.
Why? Because it says the days are evil. You know what that word evil means? It doesn't mean evil like the devil is evil.
Okay.
It means evil like difficult in nature. The scripture says buy back your time, rescue it from loss, and improve your opportunity because life is hard. But what people, so God says buy back our time. We do the exact opposite. We sell our time to the highest bidder, and we wonder why we can't get ahead. We're doing the exact opposite of what the scripture tells us.
We're not stewarding what he gave us.
We're not stewarding what he gave us.
Are you sure you're not a Bible teacher?
I am. I'm pretty sure I am. I'm a Bible student.
all this stuff's in this book?
There's so many of these principles in this book, and so many principles that are not just in that book, but in the principles that we teach. We've got other books, and we've got other books that are coming out. But this book was the book where I gave the two-sentence wealth formula. Here it is. If you want to become rich, find out what rich people do financially, comma, and do the same thing, period.
Well,
that's sentence number one.
Simple,
right? And make it a study.
Got it.
Study rich people. You know what we do in America? We don't study rich people. You know what we do? We hate on them.
Yeah, we do.
And you will never work to be, we say, I'd like to be rich, and then we hate on rich people, and we don't even understand that I will never work to become something I despise. I've got internal conflicts. Mm-hmm. I don't even realize I have internal conflicts. Mm-hmm. I'm hating on wealthy people and I'm thinking they're all crooks and criminals, and then I'm telling myself I'd like to be rich, but then I'm fighting against myself because I think there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you find some people look at that and say, there's self-doubt or I couldn't do what they do?
They do, but that's, see, all that's lies of the enemy. So if you think about the word belief, like the Apostle Paul said, we walk by faith, not by sight.
That's right.
He wasn't commending us for doing that. He was telling us that we should do that. Here's why the Apostle Paul said we walk by faith, not by sight, or we should walk by faith, not by sight. Because I can't believe my eyes because my eyes tell lies. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means that physicality is not reality.
Gosh.
I've got to learn to look through the veil of visibility.
Gosh.
Into the realm of invisibility. And here's what invisibility, here's the realm of invisibility. It's truth. When we talk about spirit, it's the spirit of truth.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And we can talk about the word spirit, but the word spirit is just a word. The essence of spirit is truth. It's foundational. It's what everything is built upon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so what we've got to learn to do is we've got to learn to discern, not decide. There's a difference. We've got to learn to discern what God says is truth and then apply that truth to our lives, and our lives can't help but get better.
If I am watching and I'm hearing all of this.
Yes.
This is a lot of stuff.
It is.
And it's smart, and it's logical, and it's practical. And I'm now hearing a man who's gone from making $6 and change an hour to being the cash man, mentoring people, teaching people, that some are making millions.
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Literal millions. Mm-hmm. That probably also had a story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of where they came from.
For sure.
I'm wanting to tap into that. I'm wanting to do what you just described. I'm wanting to say, okay, I want to follow what rich people are doing.
That's right.
Comma.
Do the same thing.
And do the same thing.
By the way, do you know what the second sentence is?
Huh.
Find out what poor people do, comma, and whatever else you do, don't do that.
But that's profound because you know what you just said to me? How many of us follow what we've seen?
We do. We listen to the folks that are broke as a joke, and we'll do everything they tell us to do. My neighbor said that that's dangerous. It's a scam. Really? If they knew that much more than you, they wouldn't be your neighbor. They'd live in a different neighborhood. Right? So we have to get advice from other people who know more than we know.
Ooh,
and that's not to imply that everybody who's broke doesn't know anything, but here's what the scripture says. This is not Myron Golden talking.
All right.
Here's what the scripture says. The scripture says there was a little city. There's a great king that besieged this little city. But in this city, there's found a poor wise man. This poor wise man delivered this city from this mighty king. And here's what it says after that. Yet no man remembered that same poor wise man. and it says, wisdom is better than strength. And what does it say right after that? But a poor man's wisdom is despised. One of the reasons sometimes the people in our sphere of life don't want to listen to us because they're watching us struggle through life.
Yeah.
And they look at us and say, if you know that much, how come it ain't working for you?
Yeah. I would say to you, Myron, that people with respect.
With respect, absolutely.
People look at faith. Mm-hmm. And they look at us believers as, you know, the sons and daughters of the Most High King.
Yes.
And they don't see mm-hmm. the manifestation
That's
of
right.
the glory.
That's right.
Of the being ahead and not the tail, the living above and not beneath. Mm-hmm. I would submit that are we not in a season globally?
We are.
In the most important season, I would say, of all humanity, where we got to show something, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it can't just be talking about the experience with God. Mm-hmm. I believe in a very educated world who is looking for the evidence. Mm-hmm. Because believe me, they're going to the superhero movies,
yep.
following UFOs.
Yep.
They are talking about ghosts.
They're vampires and all the rest of that.
Yeah,
out
I mean,
there.
We're mm-hmm. wired.
Right, right.
We're wired to be
looking
tapping
for the
into the supernatural.
Absolutely.
We got to show them something.
Absolutely.
So beyond buying the cars and buying the houses and getting
yeah.
out of debt and living the American dream, it's not part of our motivation to be, God wants to make me rich. God wants to bless me so that I can be a blessing.
That's right. So that you can be a light in a dark world.
Come on.
So that you can have something that people who see you desire the answers that you have, not the stuff you have.
Yeah.
The most valuable thing you'll buy with money is not a house and it's not a car. The two most valuable things that you can do with money are, one is buy back your time, and two is leave a generational inheritance for your children and your children's children. You don't make your children start over. You don't make your grandchildren start over. You create a family legacy.
Amen.
That's the name of the game.
Is that why you wrote the book, beyond sharing your story?
Yeah. It wasn't even about sharing my story.
Well, obviously not, because I'm like looking at pictures of you holding up cash. You like telling me, and I got to this money grid mm-hmm. on how this just acceleration of money mm-hmm. happened in your life. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe my
yeah.
eyeballs.
Yeah,
but you tell me how to do it, man.
I do tell you how to do it.
I mean, why? I got to be.
Why?
I got to get into the flesh for a moment. Can I
yeah.
be? Can I just
keep
be
it
blunt?
Real? Keep it real.
All right, man. You're giving me this information almost.
Yeah.
I mean, you could charge me thousands of dollars to.
And I have clients that I charge thousands of dollars. You know what's really interesting? Like, I speak in churches, right?
Yeah.
When I speak in churches, I charge them nothing. If they want to give me an offering, they can. If they don't want to, they don't have to. I go and speak in churches, I charge them absolutely nothing. I went all the way over to the UK to speak in a church, didn't charge them anything.
Yeah.
But when I go to corporations, oh, they pay. Oh, they pay big time.
Well, what are you doing for us then? And I respect what you just said, because that means, like Paul, you got a tent-making business.
I got a tent-making business,
this
absolutely.
This is your ministry.
Absolutely.
What is your goal, man? I mean, let's get real with it. There's a lot of people that are listening, they're hanging on every bit mm-hmm. to every word right now. There's mm-hmm. people in this audience, they're like, I want some of that for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What is your goal? What are you trying to do?
To help God's people understand who they are based on whose they are.
Wow.
That is it. Because once you understand who you are based on whose you are, you understand that if God was talking to you, he would say this, Damon, you can't lose with the stuff I use.
Mm.
That's the real essence of the Word of God. See, we have taken the Word of God, the most powerful force on this planet, we have taken it and turned it into a bunch of religious conversations.
Yeah.
God is not the author of religion. God is the author of truth.
Yeah, that's right. And he's not the author of confusion.
And he's not the author of confusion,
and
but of what?
Truth.
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 Power.
Yeah.
Love. Sound mind.
And there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, there's a lot of books that are promising to teach you how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably, everyone in this room, at least I know I have, and I know so many people watching, have bought some system on TV
mm-hmm.
that says it can teach how to make money in real estate, it can teach how to make money in little classified ads,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And all that has left us is depleted of cash we didn't have,
mm-hmm.
hopeful, but mm-hmm. now discouraged and disappointed. And
sure.
to be blunt, we've just gone back to what's safe and normal.
Right.
And here you come along with biblical truth.
Biblical truth.
But
practical biblical
but
truth.
Yeah, but may I ask, but you're mapping out actually what to do and
this
the natural.
Is what you do. Absolutely.
So can you take someone mm-hmm. that is broke,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now, being real,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's about 60% of people watching right now, where
maybe
they are.
Maybe 70.
Maybe. They're like, I got more week than my money, man. Mm-hmm. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul.
If indeed, like we talked about earlier, money is spiritual and it creates faith. If a person is really broke, they're broke because of their belief systems. They're broke because of what they believe. Your beliefs create your life, right? So think about it. Think about the word believe.
Yeah.
Be live.
Yeah, yeah, ooh.
Right? Believe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because when I'm doing seminars, I'll write believing on the board, right? And I'll separate the be from the leaving, and I'll say you will be living. I'll scratch out that E,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You will be living what you're believing, and then I'll scratch out the V, even though you be lying.
Oh, that's good.
Everything we tell ourselves about a future outcome, we made it up.
Yeah.
Now, I either made it up based on what the Word of God says, yeah, or I either made it up based on what the Word of the enemy says. Yeah. Do you understand that faith and doubt are both belief?
Yeah.
Faith is belief in the promise of God, that He's going to bless you, that He's going to prosper you. Doubt is belief in the Word of the enemy. I'm going to kill you, I'm going to destroy you, I'm going to rob you.
Yeah.
So the question really is, I mean, if we want to talk about why people are broke, it's based on who are they believing.
Yeah.
You are broke because of who you're believing and because of what you're believing.
My God.
God's Word is not true. God's Word is truth. There's a difference between what's true and what's truth. See, what's true is dynamic. It can change. What's truth is static.
That's right.
It never changes. Truth never changes. See, when I was born, I was a baby. That was true, but it wasn't truth.
Yeah.
Right? When I was five, I was a boy. That was true, but it wasn't truth. It could change.
That's right.
But the Word of God is life.
That means that the principles found in the book,
yes,
do not change.
They
work every time.
They work every time.
So if I'm in a position with a company and I'm trying to get a raise, these truths will help me accomplish
absolutely
that. If I am fighting because of problems in my marriage, because of money, understanding money, it can help me get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I'm broke.
If you're broke.
And I need a strategy.
Yes.
And I never want to be broke again.
Yes.
I'm going to find it here.
You're going to find it there.
From the trash man to the cash man. My God. How anyone can get rich starting from anywhere. You have put together, we're going to go to a break. You've put together a bundle of resources,
yes,
that I don't know how else to describe except to say it this way. You would spend thousands of dollars, because corporations are, to sit with this man and be taught the steps to move out of where you are to where God has declared you're supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
All right? Thousands of dollars, but by God's grace and because you are sowing seed into what we're doing here.
Yes, sir. It is
absolutely my pleasure. You are giving us a bundle for a fraction of that.
Oh, for sure.
So that we can get connected to you,
mm-hmm,
to learn what we need to know to be champions.
So we can step into our place,
our rightful place. To step into our rightful place.
Step into our rightful place.
Which is to step out of a place that's not where we're supposed to be.
That's right.
Woo! Are you ready for that? Our announcer's going to tell you how you can take action. And when you come back, don't go away. I got something very special I want to offer you. But you got to hang around to hear about it. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Thoughts of suicide, divorce, bankruptcy, depression. These can be the result of finances in utter ruin, for many up to their eyeballs in debt. If it feels like the world's crashing in on you, the worry and struggle end now. Motivational speaker, businessman, and author Myron Golden reveals how you can create wealth through biblical principles and break free from the chains of struggle in his acclaimed book, From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, How Anyone Can Get Rich Starting from Anywhere. In this blueprint to wealth, Myron Golden shows you the steps to take and the strategy to get more money into your account, out of debt, and declare prosperity over your life. As part of today's bundle, you'll be inspired by this power-packed 3-DVD set that reveals the secrets to understanding kingdom economics and how they work in your career, your business, your family's money, and your life. First, in How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life, Myron reveals to you God's plan on how to find the purpose of your life, as well as how to maximize the potential that He has given you. In Part 2, You've Got to Get Through the Valley to Get to the Vision, you will discover how the struggles in our lives actually prepare us for our destiny, and that adversities are often the stepping stone to our advancement. You will also receive Business is a Good Idea Because Business is a God Idea. Join Myron and his live studio audience as he shows you how God Himself ordained business as the vehicle to bring wealth and abundance to you, His chosen people. This amazing bundle is available today for your gift of only $39.95. And as Damon's way of saying thank you for supporting One-on-One, he is including the full-length, uncut interview of his time with Myron Golden. You only saw 25 minutes today, but Damon spent almost an hour walking through the principles of wealth and breaking the chains of debt with Myron.
If you will begin to practice those principles from that chapter, you will never be broke again. Period. It's not possible for you to ever be broke again.
So that's From the Trash Man to the Cash Man, how anyone can get rich starting from anywhere, the three-part DVD collection, and the full-length uncut one-on-one interview for your gift of only $39.95. But that's not all. Damon is so convinced that this bundle is your answer to debt-free living and financial breakthrough that he is offering something very special for the first 100 callers during the show. When you call right now, Damon will throw in two free tickets valued at $299 each to any one of Myron Golden's God Success Formula seminars held across the nation. And to make this even better, one ticket is good for the entire family. At this life-changing event, your spirit and your soul are going to be awakened to the hidden secrets held within the Bible that will teach you how to create wealth to last for generations to come. This entire Kingdom Wealth Bundle is yours today for only $39.95. God wants you to live your best life now. Ministry team partners are standing by for your call.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. You've invested your time today. Time is so precious. It's so valuable. But I will tell you, it might have been the most important investment that you could have made in a long time. Because you know what? God loves you so much.
Amen.
He's got the answers that you need. And I just want to seal, I want to put a period and all, put an exclamation point at the end of that prayer by you doing something. I want you to walk into an agreement with what God is wanting to do in your life right now. And I will tell you, thousands of dollars in value for pennies on the dollar available to you now. Let us sow seed into your future, and you do something now to sow seed of your own into God's future for you. Amen? Thank you so much for tuning in. See you again next week. Damon Davis, One-on-One. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.